you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
This is the SoCal Update. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. Coming up, the post-COVID economic recovery, including for those working in SoCal's creative industries. Plus, exactly how much is the lack of diversity hurting Hollywood? Try billions and billions of dollars. It's Thursday, March 11th. Is California's economy about to bounce back from a brutal pandemic recession? UCLA economists seem to think so. They release a new forecast this week predicting a quick but uneven recovery. David Wagner is here with details about the forecast. David, what do these economists think about our economy in the near future?
So they're predicting a much faster recovery than what we saw a decade ago in the wake of the Great Recession. They see national GDP growing by 6.3% this year after declining 3.5% last year. And why do they see things getting better so quickly? The short answer here is vaccines. Lots of people are getting them now. That means a lot more businesses are about to reopen. And that's part of why they're optimistic about unemployed workers finding jobs soon. The economists here predict that California could get back to record low unemployment rates of 4.1% in just 2 years. And that would be a pretty remarkable turnaround, considering that we just hit a record high of 16% in April.
It's hard to imagine that 100% of the population is going to reap the rewards. Does this forecast predict that some people are going to be left behind?
Yeah, this forecast predicts a pretty uneven recovery. UCLA Anderson Forecast Director Jerry Nicholsberg told me that high-income industries like the tech industry are going to lead California's rebound. Meanwhile, he thinks that low-wage workers in some of the hardest-hit sectors like tourism, hotels, food service, they might take the longest to recover. Inequality got a whole lot worse during the last recession, and Nicholsberg says without any new policies to address that, the gap between California's rich and poor is only going to grow wider.
Thank you, David, for that story. The pandemic has had a shattering effect on LA's creative economy. After experiencing record growth, KCET's digital producer Carla Pineda has more.
That's right, Adolfo. For 14 years, this annual report published by the Otis College of Art and Design tracks the industries that comprise California's creative economy. Industries such as entertainment, digital media, creative goods, added about 146,000 jobs collectively between 2008 and 2019. But COVID-19 led to job cuts of about 13% in California last year.
What are some of the strategies to help the creative economy recover?
Well, experts say the state could suspend costly permits and cut red tape that makes it difficult for creative industry professionals to get back on track.
Thanks for that report, Carla. It's hard to calculate the exact moral price tag of Hollywood's propensity to hire so many white men, but a new report assigns a very specific economic value to its failure to be more inclusive. John Horn has the details.
Yeah, try $10 billion every year. That's how much the movie and television business loses by not hiring underrepresented groups. And that's according to a new study released by McKinsey & Company. The consulting firm concluded that filmed entertainment between the years 2015 and 2019 would have grown 7% more had it been more diverse. Inclusive productions not only can connect with a broader audience, but they also cost less to make and market. Part of the problem is who holds the power. McKinsey says just 14% of the top executives in film are non-white, while the TV percentage drops to only 8%. And until those numbers change, little else will.
Thank you, John, for that report. And thank you all for joining me on this SoCal Update. See you next time.